AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Satellite photos obtained by the Associated Press confirm what church leaders and Middle East preservationists had feared. The oldest Christian monastery in Iraq has been reduced to a field of rubble. Imagery analyst Stephen Wood.
There's nothing left. Small piles of rocks, perhaps, but nothing that would look like the monastery.
Susan Bolt, who spent more than 2 years surveying and restoring the monastery, says St. Elijah's in Mosul has joined a growing list of more than 100 demolished religious and historic sites.
They are very non-renewable resources. Once they're gone forever. And while you can reconstruct a building, it loses its historic fabric.
Islamic State group fighters have destroyed whatever they consider contrary to their interpretation of Islam. Gunmen have stormed a university in northwestern Pakistan. Officials say they killed at least 19 people and triggered a gun battle with police and army troops who rushed to the scene in a town near Peshawar. It was at a rally in Ames, Iowa, that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump got a high-profile endorsement from former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. She says she respects his decision to run.
You're putting your efforts and you're putting reputations, you are putting relationships on the line to do the right thing for this country because you are ready to make America great again.
Trump and Palin will campaign together today in Oklahoma. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder addressed the water quality problem in Flint during his State of the State speech last night. Meanwhile, the mayor of Flint met with President Obama yesterday. Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
The U.S. government is determined to do what we can to support the state and local officials who are responsible for responding to this incident.
This is AP Radio News. Actor Jamie Foxx says he's no hero despite helping an off-duty paramedic pull a man from a truck that had crashed in front of his Thousand Oaks, California house just before the vehicle became engulfed in flames.
I don't look at it as heroic. I just look at it like, you know, you just had to do something.
But that driver, Brett Kyle, thinks a lot of the effort.
Just the fact that one human being willing to help another one means a lot to me.
Sound courtesy KNBC-TV. Meteorologists say tens of millions of Americans from Washington to Boston and the Ohio Valley could be walloped by an end-of-the-week snowstorm. AP science writer Seth Borenstein says several conditions are converging.
This big rainy system coming from the west and the south, it gets a shot of Gulf Coast moisture, and then it sort of merges with stuff coming off the Atlantic. And then from the north comes this really cold air, which takes that moisture and turns it into snow.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.